When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Sexy man with a sexy, sexy plan.
Cause he ain't no sucker, looking so fly, he can drive like a trucker. Green like a plant, you can call him yucca. Four wheel drive, so he never gets stucker. Yeah, his brain's so large, taking up a lot of bandwidth. Man, he's a guy, yeah, he ain't no stand. And he doesn't have cheese on his nighttime sandwich, cause everybody knows he's the Burgundy Bandit.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Live from Largo in Hollywood, California. Put your hands together for Ron Burgundy. Hello. Wow. Thank you. Oh. My, that was lovely. That's invigorating right there.
It was exciting, yeah.
Yes, really great. I'm Ron Burgundy, if you didn't know that. And I'm joined by the lovely Carolina here. I like those boots.
Thank you. They're like kind of combat boots.
Right, because you mean business tonight?
I'm not messing around
tonight. Tonight's going to be a war.
No, I wouldn't say that. I thought they were kind
between
of...
Between you and me?
No.
Okay, we're cool.
Are we?
I think we're cool.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, we're cool. Are you people cool? Is everyone cool tonight? Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for buying tickets. All the proceeds are going to Save the Children, which is an amazing charity helping families in the Ukraine right now. So we're very happy.
Thank you for Largo for allowing us to do that. I gotta tell you.
Why? We literally just got on stage.
Uh-huh. No, I know.
Are you tired a little bit?
I was out all last night, way into the morning. I just had a spectacular night. It was...
We were just going... I left the theater at 11 p.m. and went
and
home.
I just kept going. And
who was out with you?
Anderson Paak.
Okay.
It's
pretty
great
cool.
Guy. It was me, Anderson, okay. Dr. Dre.
What?
Eminem.
He came out?
He came out. He flew in from Detroit.
Sure.
It was, oh my gosh, Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
And we were just out and carousing around, and someone had a convertible, and we were just laughing.
Someone?
The wind was blowing in our air, and we were...
You said you were going home, that no one was hanging out last night.
Well, Anderson gave me a call and said, hey, you want to make some magic? And I said, let's do it. You should have been there. You would have loved
it. I wish I was.
Yeah, your family was there.
What?
I think your mom, Denise, was there. She was having the best time and just saying, Carolina would love this. A lot of your friends from Malibu High.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your grandmother was there.
From Arkansas?
From Arkansas. What's her name again?
Grandma.
But does she have a proper name?
Oh, her real name is Lou.
Lou. Yes, yeah. Lou. And...
And you guys just partied.
We just partied and we just laughed. Thank God you weren't there, because if you had shown up, it would have been like the cops showing up.
I don't know.
Carolina's here.
I would have just tried to have fun with everyone and
Yeah, but that's what you think is happening, but it's not what's happening.
Got it. I would have been great to see my grandmother and Christina Aguilera.
And she misses you terribly.
I haven't heard.
She's like, Carolina never calls.
Whoa, I didn't even know everyone was
going out. I flew all this way to see her.
Wait, what?
But this is so fun. Thank you, Dr. Dre. Are you a real doctor?
Yeah, she's not familiar.
And we were just, we went to the old Spaghetti Factory, which is abandoned. That's abandoned. But it turned into this late night club scene.
Oh, my God.
I even got on the ones and twos and let some things rip. And we stayed up till dawn.
Okay.
And then we were all, getting a little bushwhacky.
Sure.
And we were driving up through Griffith Park, mm-hmm. and there was a pregnant deer. And it looked like it was in trouble. I said, you guys, she's about to give birth.
Oh, no.
And we gathered around.
This
and
is
I delivered a beautiful baby fawn, glistening in its amniotic fluid. I saved the umbilical cord. You're supposed to save the cord.
No, you're not.
For stem cell research, yes.
Oh, okay.
And it kind of got its,
sea legs, yeah.
Sea legs, right? And then looked at us, winked, and then bounded off into the forest.
Oh, my God.
And the sun came up, and I swear there was a chorus of angels singing. You missed it.
Yeah. I mean,
Sorry. I got a phone call here.
Oh, we're supposed to turn off our phones.
Oh, it's a telemarketer.
Oh, just hang it up and we'll keep going.
I know how to handle this.
All right.
Hello. Catherine Grenier?
Just say no and hang up.
Yes, speaking.
It's not, what do you think you're doing?
What's that? Would I like rain gutters put on my house? Yes, I would.
Just say no.
Absolutely. Credit card number? Yes. Watch this.
Okay.
562-88-3497.
That's a real credit card number.
Mm-hmm. Social Security?
No, don't.
Absolutely. 224-65-911-73. Uh-huh. No, Tuesday's great.
No. Oh, my God.
For my rain gutters, yes. Oh, yeah, someone will be there. No, thank you, Paul. Uh-huh. Oh, my address. Behind the Bob's Big Boy in Burbank. Mm-hmm. It's a bungalow. Right. Thank you. Okay, so here's what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Catherine's going to get a knock on her door.
Sure.
The guy's going to show up to install rain gutters.
Yeah.
And she's going to be like, I didn't order these. And they're going to go ahead and install rain gutters in her house. And she's just going to have to put up with it.
I mean, are you cool with your information being out there? Your credit card number? And they're probably going to be charged to your account.
$25,000.
But that's just the cost of...
Of putting one over on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 But that's how I do it.
Wiser. I mean...
And they call me a lot. So...
How much do you think your pranks have accumulated?
Over the years?
Yeah.
$500,000.
Oh my God. Yeah, that can't be worth it.
But I've gotten a lot of extraneous work done for a lot of people, around the community. And they must just be shaking their heads going, well, I got a brand new screen door. I don't know how. But that's how I live my life, and that's fun. Everyone having fun so far? Good. There is some audience participation that we need to get to.
All right. Listen, we're working on a catchphrase. I don't know how well it's going. I'm going to be honest about that. We've spent hours, a lot of work. But if you guys say it with me, maybe I'll know. So the Ron Burgundy Show. Ruh-roh.
That's from Scooby-Doo, if you were wondering.
It's a placeholder for now, but if I ever hold it up, it would be great if we could all work.
The dog gets in a lot of trouble. And for some reason, well, he's a dog.
Right.
But he speaks.
Sure.
He has a bit of a speech impediment.
A little bit.
And whenever he gets in trouble, he's trying to say,
uh-oh.
But it comes out,
ruh-roh. And we thought maybe it could work.
And that's just so fun. You guys, when you hear it from where I'm sitting, it's hilarious. So, our first guest.
Yes.
This may be the most important person in the world we're about to bring out. And he's someone I've been following for a while. He's uncovered the greatest cover-up since the moon landing.
Well, just,
He's a very avant-garde, dangerous thinker.
I'm already so scared.
And it's a voice we need to hear more from. So please, if you'll welcome Mr. Peter McAndrew. Peter McAndrew, please come out. Thank you, Peter. Oh, wow, thank you. Thank you for coming on to the show. Appreciate this.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to actually have a platform for something a lot of people never give a platform to. So I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
No, I really have been following your work, and it's astounding. It's astounding what you've discovered, and it's very meaningful. It's something this audience needs to be educated on. I want to start off by saying that we offered a voice modulation for this interview. So that when it comes out in the podcast, you don't actually hear Peter's voice, but this young man refused. Very brave.
I'm sorry. Can I just? When we talked about this, you said I could come share.
Yes.
Serious information. You said you're the media man.
Yes.
I was telling you the media never lets us have a platform and censor us.
Right. Here's your platform.
Yeah. I just don't want to be laughed at if I'm going to share stuff.
We're good. Duly noted.
I just want to come on and share my truth without being, ridiculed. People laugh at me in the streets.
Do they?
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Be cool.
I'm cool.
Well, let's just start by, you have discovered something, that birds are not real. Can you elaborate?
Yeah. I mean, I'll elaborate. Hey, listen, if even one of you in this audience is awakened tonight, then
it's worth it.
It's worth it for me.
Yes.
It's worth it for me. I'll take it.
Elaborate what you discovered.
Okay. I mean, I didn't discover this. I'm the public information officer for a movement called Birds Aren't Real. And just to clarify, these little goofballs in the front row laughing around,
That's where we usually sit the goofballs in the front row.
I'm a normal guy.
Sure.
Just like you guys. I'm a normal guy.
Average Joe.
I wake up in the morning.
You put your pants on.
I put my pants on. I'm on my phone. I struggle with social media. I'm on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I believe that every bird in the sky is a robot. And that is a position I would hope, you know, by 2050, 2060, is kind of like the normal opinion on birds in this nation.
So you have uncovered... you have uncovered a government plot. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but over the course of decades, the government has birdicide, killed over 60 to 70 million birds.
12 billion.
12 billion.
The government.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, I mean, Ron, yeah. I mean, we've had many good talks about this.
And so that every bird we see is actually a drone.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, we live in a country, right, where we're told lies sure. all the time. The mascot of our country is a bald eagle. Every state has a state bird. The president doesn't talk, he tweets, you know.
Oh, okay.
Is it gonna keep being like this, or is it gonna...
No, they'll get it.
All right, yeah. And basically what happens is quite simple, 2 + 2.
And so they're spying on us constantly.
Yeah, I mean, the United States government genocided these birds from 1959 through 2001. They put crop dusting airplanes. Is this a media hit job? I'm not here to be...
We got to give them a little candy to keep them in the game. So just, Peter, just go with it. All the birds are spying on us, which makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, we had a really great conversation. Basically, just once you start asking questions, kind of deprogram
right.
yourself.
Digging deeper.
From the Matrix. Dig a little deeper, take out your shovel. Start digging, a lot starts to unravel. You know, you wonder why human beings can't touch power lines without getting shocked, but birds can sit on all day, all
Never
day long.
Never thought of that.
All day long. Hey, hey.
Thank you.
Hey guys, instead of a rut-row, can I get a why? Yeah, wonder what's going on, there.
You got my brain cooking right now.
You got the gears turning.
Yes.
Got the griddle on. Yeah, you know, you start to ask questions, and a lot starts to unravel. You know, you start looking at the statistics.
Sure.
93 to 94% of bird poop falls on cars.
Okay.
Instead of on...
How did that get measured?
We have independent researchers.
Oh, okay, sorry.
They had a whole team of people.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a team of independent researchers from...
I know I volunteered for... It's a little bit like Habitat for Humanity. You sign up to
you look for bird poop.
Bird poop off cars.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great day. You gave us t-shirts. We put it in little vials. And
flooded
measured
a little
it.
Vial. I mean, every morning I have to start my day by washing off my car because the government likes to harass me.
Mm-hmm.
I drive a van around with information on it to share with people. And as I drive around, I always am followed by a flock of birds following over me like a cloud. And every morning when I wake up, the van is completely drenched in bird poop, right? So Ron joined me yesterday morning.
Right.
And you know,
after I delivered the baby phone.
We got a chance to scrub it off together and get into some good conversations, you know.
Do you think Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds was one of the first kind of ways to signal to us that things are not right?
Yes. Yes.
There's and many hidden meaning, a lot of metaphors in that movie.
There's a lot of metaphors in that movie. I mean, Alfred Hitchcock was a man who I would say was tapped in, you know. It's okay. He was a man who sometimes, I mean, listen, I'm not just talking off of cold data and hard statistical facts here. Are you guys spiritual people?
Oh,
spiritual?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So I in my dreams every once in a while, Alfred Hitchcock comes to me.
Right.
Usually joined by the founding fathers.
Okay.
And they all lay hands on me and they say, "Thank you for what you're doing for this nation. Thank you for what you've done. We're so proud of you." I mean, you don't know what it's like to have Benjamin Franklin on his knees in front of you.
No.
You know.
That's got to be.
Thank you so much.
That's got to be a thrill.
It's a dream come true, truly.
Yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I always, you know, always get that hypothetical question. If you could have dinner with any five people in history, I always start with Benjamin Franklin.
All five founding fathers, please. Yeah, I mean, right. I think we can all learn something from them. And people compare us at the Birds Aren't Real movement to a conspiracy theory.
Do you take ayahuasca at all?
I'm not sure what that is. What is that?
It doesn't matter. Edward Snowden comes to mind.
Hmm.
How long before you feel you will have to look for asylum in another country?
Well, honestly, that begs another question.
Because you're on to them, but are they on to you?
Oh, they're heavily on to me. Right. I've had assassination attempts. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people see the bird drones as surveillance drones, but bird drones have multiple applications. Mm-hmm. You know, vultures, for instance, are the public sanitation department. They're keeping the roadkill off the highways. Hummingbirds are attack drones. And they have led to some of the most traumatic experiences in my life. So please don't. I don't understand why you're laughing.
That's why if a hummingbird ever sneaks into my house,
mm-hmm.
I'd start screaming like a banshee.
Yes.
And
I used to keep a whistle on me if I saw one.
Okay.
Just to have a loud shrieking noise, let people know. Then I transitioned, thought I want to take this fight into my own hands, and started carrying around a little tennis racket for when I saw them coming for me. You know, I could kind of get them right as they were coming through. But I mean, yeah, it's not a fun life being a bird truther. It's not a life, you know, sometimes I wish I were.
Sounds like a living hell.
There's a heaviness about you. There's a heaviness. You've been carrying
I'm not here to joke around.
I have to ask about the cowboy hat.
Yes.
The cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Why are you not wearing a cowboy hat? I mean, I think, do you guys think it looks nice? Well, thank you. I mean, I wear it because I think it looks nice. I think I want to look manly. I think it adds to, kind of my aura as man of the house. but I also wear it because it shields my face.
Are you in a house where you need to be the man of the house?
I view the world as my house, and I've got to be the man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean,
I'd like that on a T-shirt.
The world is.
The world is my house, and I'd like to be the man.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about ostriches. Ostriches are running around the African plains. So what are they surveilling?
Ostriches are a scary case, man. I mean, I was once in an alleyway, and I got attacked by an ostrich.
Wait, here in Los Angeles?
No, this was in Arkansas, actually.
Okay, so they're sending ostriches into Arkansas.
Yes, I was in Arkansas. I'm walking down a dark alley.
This world is messed up, man.
Yes.
We live in a messed up country.
Sometimes I wish I was still ignorant mm-hmm. to a lot of this,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
Because I feel like since I have this information, it's like my moral...
It's such a burden.
Response. It's my moral responsibility to share it with people.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now, Carolina here is what you might call a skeptic.
Yeah.
Not a fan of those.
I mean,
I saw a pigeon recently.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, and a seagull. I feel like I see birds pretty frequently.
That's super cool. Can you prove to me that they're real?
Yeah, can you prove to him that
they're
real? Yeah,
here, let's do a little experiment right now. Can you prove to me that birds are real right now in this moment?
Did you grab the pigeon and rip its head off to see if it had...
I would never do that. Okay, this is my concern.
It's just full of circuitry.
Well,
you are getting on his side so quickly and
I'm
so strongly.
I'm trying not to, but this information...
He's a high IQ individual.
Thank you. No one's ever said that. Thank you. Thank you.
I just think this is how kind of conspiracy theories build. You know, you get like, it's okay. I'm just saying, like, you get a small theory that's kind of nebulous, and then people aren't able to poke holes in it because it's so far out.
So what do you say to skeptics or...
What? Don't say it.
What do you have to say?
All right.
I can call her that because she works for me.
That's not a rule.
What do you say to people like Carolina with those views?
I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Carolina?
Yeah.
I'm so impressed that you're keeping your cool right now.
Yeah, I'm trying the best I can. I hope one of you is awakened through this experience. That'll be what you are, sir. Thank you. Hey, give it a hand for him. Carolina, listen.
Okay.
I used to be like you. I used to be just like you. I used to be I was going to use the word sheep.
I don't mean it the way.
Maybe.
Okay. You yes. don't, what?
Skeptic.
A skeptic.
It's not interchangeable.
Listen, I used to be blind just like you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I don't look down on you for that.
Thank you.
I don't look down on you for being still in the program.
All right. Is that what, like, reality is called?
Well, I think deprogrammed individuals such as Ron and myself
okay.
can understand the reality of what's happening in our country right now.
High IQ individuals.
Don't
a lot of professors are parts of the Birds Are Real movement.
Okay.
As you know, a lot of scholars, gurus and teachers and all kinds of
former chess champions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People who see patterns and can crack circles, you know, and that is the majority of the people that take up our movement. Carolina, listen.
I want to see patterns and crack circles, you know. I love your terminology. I love the cut of your jib. I love that hat. your crumpled up tie and your cuffed little jeans. Love everything I'm seeing. I love it.
I love you too, Ron. I love you too.
There is a government hit out on you right now.
There's pretty much always a government hit out
on me.
Do
you have personal security? You must.
I prefer to take it myself, you know, and I try to give them a hard time. I try to make it hard to find me. I wear this hat, you know, with this, it hides my face
right,
from
but
above.
You're wearing the same hat every time though. No, I would think it'd be an instinct to maybe mix up the hats.
I was just kind of thinking more in the vein of like, if I can give the intern at the Pentagon who's watching the live stream of the bird drone, if I can have them go, oh, dang it, you know, once in their day because they can't see me.
Oh, there's that Peter guy.
I would, yeah.
He's kind of a cool guy, you got to admit.
Sometimes
start to turn him from
I'll
the
look
inside.
Right in the bird's eyes sometimes, and I'll say, hello, Hillary, I see you.
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, I'll, you know, yeah. So
my,
I mean, I'll
my
look
parakeet at home.
You have a parakeet?
Yes.
Oh,
it's. I know that I use it to. Oh boy.
You love that bird.
I love that bird. This one, I actually.
Okay, now I'm really questioning
bird.
Coming here in the first place.
I think it's a real bird. This one parakeet. I think it's the one bird left in captivity.
I mean, listen, Ron.
I've nursed it since it was a little chick.
It sounds what is its name?
Its name
mm-hmm.
is Alexander Hamilton.
Beautiful name. Yeah, I mean, I don't look down on you for that. You're my friend. I would never look down on you for that. But would highly advise you to think about some things.
Okay.
And.
Okay.
There could still be real birds. I mean, listen,
we
love birds. You know, we love real birds.
That's the one thing people share
birds.
On planet Earth, their love of birds.
Yes. Yes.
Well. Let's talk about conspiracy theories in general. Of course, you know, some theories are crazy. We know Hollywood elites eat babies. That's a fact. We know tacos were invented by Pepto-Bismol to increase sales for diarrhea. Diarrhea medication. In other words, so you get diarrhea, so you got to buy the Pepto-Bismol, is what I'm trying to say. But then there's some crazy ones, too. Faulty voting machines come to mind. I mean, how do we fight for truth in a world where truth is losing its grip?
You're asking me?
Yes. Well, I'm looking at you.
Well, listen. I don't know. Honestly, as you're saying all those, I don't know. There's sort of this affiliation people like to group us up with conspiracy theories.
Right.
When I would prefer the term a facts-based organization, you know, something we're nothing like those whack jobs, you know.
Right.
I mean, and hey, you know, if that's you, that's you. But it's just I don't speak on anything I can't prove in a court of law, and everything that I'm bringing to the table.
No, I think everything we've talked about would definitely stand up in a court of law right now.
I mean,
I'd be happy to be your first witness on the stand, just so you know.
Thank you for that. It might come to that eventually. Yeah.
I'm ready.
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, on the question of truth, if I had to say anything about it,
right.
I would just say do your own research, you know?
Yes.
Whoa.
Turn off your TV, take it all down, do your own research. Specifically, I get all my information from a website called birdsaren'treal.com. That is a great site.
Great source.
To go on. It's my primary source for information on the internet.
There's information about gatherings, potlucks, acoustic guitar jams.
Community building.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we have something called the Bird Brigade. That is our boots on the ground activism network across the nation. You know, we have members and elders. Ron just joined. He's just a member.
Brand new.
one day he'll be an elder in our ranks. And, you know, we're looking not just to spread the word, but we're looking, you know, for people to ask their own questions. And, hey, not just take my word for it tonight. You know, not just hear me saying birds aren't real tonight and then go home believing it. Because you make the same mistake that you made when you thought birds were real in the first place. You know, you just heard somebody say something and accepted it. So I just want people to ask their own questions. I think
sure.
the more that happens, the closer sure. we get to truth in this country.
Sure, sure. Let me give you a list right here. Atlanta Falcons, Philadelphia Eagles,
mm-hmm.
Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis Cardinals. Baltimore Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Mm.
Anaheim Ducks. New Orleans Pelicans. Toronto Raptors.
What's up with all these birds?
Does that make your blood boil? When you look at all these teams with these insidious names, do you just say, they're piles of human garbage?
And this is how I know that you're so smart, is because you see the pro-bird imagery and the propaganda that's all over this country.
It's out of control.
It's out of control. Every state has a state bird.
You mentioned that. There's a lot of college teams with birds.
Yeah, and you have to ask yourself, okay, why?
Do they think we're that dumb?
They do. They actually do think that we're that dumb. I mean, think about my migration, for instance. You know, one of the dumbest concepts of all time. Doesn't make any sense at all. Yet as a society, people have come around, you know, the government, the Common Core school teacher system is teaching people that an entire species of animal leaves its natural habitat
right.
for an entire half of a year each
yes.
year, and then comes back.
To just go get their jollies somewhere
to just
else.
Go, yeah. It gets too cold for them here. They go
right.
closer to the equator, and they come back.
And they come back.
To a habitat that they're going to have to leave again in 6 months. So,
do you think that has something to do with like weather?
Not at all. I think I'll tell you exactly what's going on, and I love that you're asking these questions.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You know what? I should stay out of it.
I love that you're asking these questions. It has nothing to do with weather. It's actually the way the government swaps out old bird drone models with new bird drone
models.
Got
it. Okay.
So we have this.
They didn't prove anything.
They gotta fix the old models.
Okay.
Gotta fine tune them.
And meanwhile, the whole country's like, oh, the birds are gone again for 6 months, just like normal.
I don't know if anyone's saying that, but.
I've you're not hanging around the same circle as I am.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, walking through the streets, I hear a bird-obsessed country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It's true. Especially with all the hot chicken places now. We're really obsessed. So if birds
yeah.
aren't, if I'm eating a hot chicken sandwich, what am I eating if that's not bird meat? Is that some sort of, I don't know.
Ron, have you heard of a little something called the Impossible Burger?
I have not.
Do you have any vegan friends, Ron?
No way. Mm.
Well, I eat vegan time to time.
Let me tell you this.
That's all I need to know. If you're vegan, get out of my way. I don't want to talk to you.
The government makes the best synthetic meat on the market. This is an indisputable fact. I have it. I have it at Chick-fil-A.
What's the purpose of synthetic meat?
Well, you know, the government, when they replace every bird with a drone, you can't have them all with wires and gears inside of them, right? Their whole plan's failed. So, you know, what they need to do is keep up the act. They need to keep it up as if there's real meat, real birds. You know, I have a lot of vegan friends, for instance, that their vegan communities have totally turned against them because they eat almost exclusively Chick-fil-A. It's the best synthetic meat on the market.
So eating chicken is essentially eating vegan?
Yes. Eating any bird at all is eating vegan. So if you're vegan, welcome to the best synthetic meat you can get right now.
Go ahead and eat all the chicken you want.
The government's truly outdone themselves, truly.
Colonel Sanders is just rolling over in his grave right now, you know?
Yeah, because you have to ask the question, why are there so many birds? Why is there a whole holiday about a bird? Thanksgiving,
right.
Turkey,
well,
where,
yeah.
You know, they gather society around, you know, to pray to the bird around a table.
Well, it's not really
know.
Like that.
I was walking by a house the other day during Thanksgiving. I looked in the window. It was a bird in the middle.
Right.
They were all praying to it. So, you know.
I think they might have just been praying together around the table with the bird in the middle. Okay, it's a little.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to be convinced on that one.
Peter, this has been stunning. As many questions as you've answered, it creates 1,000 more. you gave out your website. If we all have more questions, we can of course reach out to you. We can't thank you. I know you're a busy, busy man. We can't thank you for spending this wonderful time with us and enlightening us on this situation.
It's been a true pleasure. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. Peter McEnroe, everyone. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you. Okay, what the f***?
Look, we've been having a lot of, you know, silliness here on the podcast, and I needed to do some hard journalism. And
Listen, I try to talk about news stories that matter to me. I've asked you to watch Rachel Maddow. I've sent you Washington Post articles. I've sent you copies of The New Yorker.
I don't have time.
You were up all night giving birth to a deer.
That's what I'm dedicating most of my time to, things like that.
I just wish that there had been, you really went.
You want me to vet things more with you?
That'd be
time?
Great. Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing. And maybe just, you know, poke holes in things a little bit more.
I don't know. I thought that was pretty solid. I just thought it's fascinating, right? I mean, next time you see this flying through the air, you're going to think twice, right?
I don't think so. I think I'll think once. You're protecting yourself against the drone?
That's why I'm going to walk around from now on. Every time in public, I'm going to wear a ski mask.
Oh, that's actually more concerning.
Because I don't want to be followed.
No, just if you need to protect your face, wear the cowboy hat. The ski mask kind of looks concerning.
Maybe a ski mask and a cowboy hat. Double up.
Okay, maybe.
Be extra safe.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know if I'll sleep at night, you know?
I mean,
knowing all that.
I don't know if I'll sleep at night knowing that you know all of that.
Let's change it up. Let's bring out our next guest. Let's lighten up the mood here. And you know, I love stand-up comedians. Do you guys love stand-up comedians? I mean, who doesn't? Largo is famous for having stand-ups.
Oh my gosh, stand-ups. I've seen so many good stand-ups here.
And we have one of the funniest stand-ups in the world. This guy, he's not a household name yet, but you can bet your britches he soon will be. He's young and up-and-coming comedian, and he's just, oh my God, he tickles me. Please welcome, like I said, young and just super young, fresh voice in stand-up.
Okay.
Comedian by the name of Tim Heidecker. Can you come on out here, Tim?
Hey, how's it going? Not too bad. How's it going? How's it going, everybody? Good to be here. Like Ron said, my name is Tim Heidecker. I'm a stand-up comedian. When it completely ruined my flow. Like I said, my name is Tim Heidecker. I'm a stand-up comedian. When I tell people that, they say, what do you mean, like Tim Allen? I say,
He's already taking out material.
Just want to clear something up. I was just told about a couple minutes or 5 minutes ago that this is a charity show. And I'm a comedian, and this is what I do. Comedy is my life. Comedy is my art, and I don't do it for free. I get paid to do it. So I just want to clear that up.
Okay.
Well, all right.
No. More with you. And because and maybe you. I don't know who booked the show, but that wasn't explained in the request that my manager got. Anyway.
Sorry.
Can I do my thing?
Yep.
I just found out that I got a stalker. Anybody here have a stalker? Yeah? Actually, it's just somebody trying to help me grow corn. What else? Told my wife I was having an affair. And she starts throwing my clothes out the window. She's kicking me. She goes, you son of a bitch. I go, you didn't let me finish the sentence. I said, I'm having a Farrelly Brothers movie marathon. Now, I'm having a Fairley Brothers movie marathon. Somebody said I was being on the Ron Burgundy show. I thought, what is this? What is it? What am I hanging out with? What am I hanging out in Alaska with a Nobel Peace Prize winner? Burr. I said, Burr, Gandhi.
You got me.
How about those Canadian truckers, huh? We love them. We love the Canadian truckers. I said, Canada's got the truckers. We got the f***s when it comes to politicians. Sorry. Sorry.
That's all right.
Canada's got hockey. We got, I hawk me gold rings because of inflation. What else? Oh, Canada's got snow and ice. That's just the name of the latest designer drugs that they have on the street. Snow and ice down here. Everybody stops me on the street lately. Everybody says, hey, are you on TikTok? I say, no, I have Tic Tac. I use Tic Tac. My wife. My dog's sick, huh?
Oh.
How do you like that? My wife called me, says, yeah, they're going to give him a CAT scan. I said, huh?
Too good.
What else? What else? What else? A lot of stuff going on in the world. You know, I just want to take a minute here. I know they're not allowing phones in this, and I think it's a good thing. I don't think we want people filming all these things because you never know what's going to happen. But I think if somebody can volunteer to take their phone out, is that okay? Can I have somebody take their phone out? So who wants to volunteer? Are you on social? Are you on social media? You got Instagram, TikTok? I said TikTok.
It's Tic Tac.
Yeah, Tic Tac. Yeah. That's right. No, but you're on Twitter or whatever. Do you mind filming something and posting it? I mean, you might get in trouble for this. I don't know. But I want, because I feel like our leader's Biden, who's just biding his time.
We got it. Yeah.
And what's her name? What's the vice president? Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
I thought I wanted to say, no, don't slap me. Don't slap me for this, but I have to say, Kamala Harris, maybe not the original color she was born with. That's not what I want you to film.
Did you?
Put that away. Put that away. Look at, the jaws dropped. But no, film this now. Film this. I have a message for Putin. Tell me when you're rolling. Because we're done. We're done with this bullshit.
Yes.
Ready? Are you rolling? Resign,
Jim Heidecker,
yeah,
everyone.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you very much.
Jim Heidecker.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Tim Heidecker, everyone.
Thank you guys so much. Come on.
Have a seat, yes.
All right.
Have a seat. Oh, my God.
Good to see you.
Oh, you too, man.
Oh, God, that was fun.
Was amazing stuff.
Post that. I dare you to post that.
Truly amazing.
Yeah. Well, truly. Somebody's got to say it.
Caroline.
By the way,
yeah,
their Congress should impeach him at this point.
Well,
yeah, I'd be.
I don't know. I don't know how that system works, but the guy's doing, you know.
He's past his expiration date.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get what he's doing.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but is it, you know, it's a time and place or whatever. I don't know. I don't know.
To start a conflict.
Sure.
Yeah. Caroline, I got it. Is that not the
he's
best?
He's tough. He's a fighter, you know. But I disagree with him. Yeah.
I don't know. You check your material a lot.
Yeah, so does he.
Those are like conversation. I'm just, yeah.
Well, I want to be on, but I want to get it right.
Okay. Okay.
No, and you got it right. You got it right.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Understand you got a new watch there, right?
I love it. Anyone have one of these iWatches from Apple? These are awesome. Yeah, this guy's got it.
Yeah.
Get up here.
A lot of people have
it. Let's see which one do you have?
What kind do you have?
What do you have? The new one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't bother with the new one. I'm happy with what I got.
Yeah.
It's a couple years old, works great. I love it.
Right.
Yeah, it's got email and messages and monitors my health.
They're pretty fancy things.
The only complaint. I'm walking around, it's going ding, 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 ding. Right? This guy knows. This guy knows.
You know.
I walk into a store. This is true. I walk into.
Is this a true story?
I walk into PF Chang's.
Okay.
And I'm going ding, 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 ding. And the lady goes, "What are you, a pinball machine?"
She did not.
It was a Panda Express.
Okay.
I got a pound of Panda Express in me right now, by the way.
You like a load up with the Panda?
Yeah, yeah. Spicy.
No, they. I like
Diet Panda Coke, Express. Whatever.
Right.
You know?
Panda Express, a little Diet Coke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you have do you order the number two?
I've never had the same thing twice. Yeah.
It's just the way you do it.
I just go in there, I go, send me something new, you know?
right.
Yeah, I'm in there twice, three times a week, doesn't matter. Lunch.
It's a lot.
I did lunch and dinner there a couple weeks ago.
Really? Same day?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you leave the Fan Express or did you stay there the whole time?
Yeah, I walked out.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Went back to work.
Right?
Yeah. I'm doing, you know, I just do freelance. That's all. So.
Yeah, yeah. Freelance photography or? In addition to your stand-up.
Yeah, stand-up doesn't take up so much time. I do jingles. I've been trying to work on jingles.
Oh, yeah. Fun, fun.
You know, O'Reilly. Auto parts.
Ow!
Right.
Do you do the whole thing? Is
no,
that
no,
you?
No, no.
Oh, that's not you.
No. Big fan. Big fan.
Oh, you're a big fan of that.
Yeah. Part. I was working on.
If you were going to do jingles, yeah. I'm sure you call your agent and say, I'd like to
I want to get a meeting with the yeah. guy.
And the type of jingles I like are the O'Reilly ones.
O'Reilly. Auto parts.
Ow!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to the guy. I did get a lunch. It was kind of cool. I got a lunch with the 1-877 cars for kids.
Right.
I got a lunch with that guy.
With the guy who wrote that? Wait.
Oh, yeah. The guy who wrote that song and performed it. A lot of times they perform it, too.
To ask him how he broke in.
Yeah. It's just like get to know you.
Huh. Yeah. A little meet and greet.
Yeah. He didn't have much to say. Didn't have much to offer.
Still, you got to.
It's a good song.
You got to. It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
I don't like how it goes, donate your car today.
You don't need
it's
to
It's a little
go
clunky.
There.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up at lunch.
I wouldn't. No.
That part gets stuck in a bad way, gets stuck in the head. Anyhow.
Stand up, it's a, I'm just fascinated by it. It's a real craft.
It's a life. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. How do you get your ideas?
Oh, I watch a lot. Stand up. I find guys with like 25 hits online and hear what they're saying and
wait,
mold it different. I'm not saying I get that, then that gets me on a route, you know. But just the world, I mean, how many people here just look around them and go, huh?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's a lot to observe, and then people take that and they craft
like
it Starbucks.
Like Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could riff on Starbucks for an hour.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
Did you
Carmel,
notice,
what is it? Carmel.
Yeah.
You know. That's what's funny about it.
Here's the thing. If you'll indulge.
Venti. What is it?
Yeah. Well, if you'll indulge me, where I was gonna go.
Go ahead. This is the best.
It's tall, grande, venti, three different sizes, but they all mean big in different languages.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I
like this one. This reminds me. But when is April Fool's Day? Is it? I mean, I'm like, hello. Can it be today? You know what I mean? I'm like, that's Christmas for me.
Oh, you live for April Fool's.
Who loves April Fool's Day? I love it.
I love a good April Fool's Day. Yeah.
I just speaking of Starbucks. I did last year. I did something with my wife. Unbelievable.
Okay.
So she gets lactose intolerant.
Oh no, Tim. Oh,
and
no.
She goes, get me a latte, oat milk latte. Right?
That's how she sounds, yeah, by the way. It's pretty.
Get me an oat. Yeah. So I go, I go to the behind the counter at Starbucks. Whoa. I go,
watch it.
Excuse me.
The barista.
You should see the mouth on her. She's very rude.
Oh, okay. Then it's fine.
Yeah. Anyways, I say, I'll take a latte. Notice what I didn't say?
Meanwhile, your wife.
Hour later.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, honey.
Yeah.
April Fool's here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, she was pissed.
But that's when you know it's a good April Fool's gag when you're pissed.
Oh, yeah. Very, very true.
Stand up comedy, I mean, it's competitive, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's I mean, when you first had to start out, you had to find gigs. They're called gigs. Right.
Sets.
Okay. What was that like to find a set
hard.
Or a gig?
It's hard. I'm still, you know, I'm figuring it out. I've been doing lunch.
And you're performing all over town?
I'm doing lunch gigs these days. Yeah, lunch stuff.
Yeah.
Lunch acts, which is becoming a thing. I mean, I think a lot of the comedians are talking about it now. It's you don't want to stay out so late. So you do lunch.
Oh, that's the new hot show. The lunch? Yeah. The lunch slot.
That's how, that's how you.
Where are you performing lunch shows at? Because I'd love to catch one.
There's a Mexican place called Rubio's. Do you know Rubio's?
Rubio?
Yeah.
Fish tacos?
Not the big ears, not Senator Rubio, who I love to, like, you know, goof on a little bit every once in a while. Marco Rubio.
Right, Marco Rubio. Yeah. What kind of name is that?
Yeah, Marco Rubio with the ears.
Yes. I love that you have a clean act.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of stand-ups today, you know, kind of, you know, like the ones Carolina likes, use foul language, four-letter words, you know, the D word, the F word, the C word, the S word, the B word.
I try to keep it clean.
You try to keep it clean.
I mean, I say the BS word.
Uh-huh, sure.
Which I think it's true. We're tired of bullshit, right?
Yeah, we are. No question.
I'm tired of it. That's sort of my motto in life. It's my New Year's resolution. No more bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done. But, you know, listen, these days you have to walk that fine line. You have to be so careful with what you say.
Yeah.
I got in trouble the other day.
Yeah.
I was talking about the bathrooms now with the all gender signs, right? I go, hey, that's better than it used to be where it said restroom, right? Because when I go to the restroom, I say, what am I supposed to do? Take a nap? So.
Now, I'm studying.
Now, that's no disrespect to anybody.
Now, I'm studying you right now. I'm studying the craft. And you delivered the punchline and you held it.
I have to, because they don't know what to do. These people don't know what to
do. So that signals to the audience. That's like a roadmap, like, it's okay to laugh now.
I'll tell you something. And no disrespect. And you people are who you are. And nothing's going to change that. But I did that nap bit, that nap chunk.
Right.
What do you call it? Chunk? The restroom chunk? I got a standing O a few nights ago.
Yeah. Sometimes it lands, sometimes it
doesn't. Exactly. Yeah. And the people at Rubio's loved it.
I'm guessing a lot of TV executives are calling you up, trying to get you to, you know, make the next home improvement.
There's no venues for this. There's no places for us anymore.
Are you looking to make a Home Improvement or a Jerry Seinfeld? Is that what
I'd love to. I'd love to do that kind of work. I have so many ideas for that setting. I have an idea.
What's your idea? If you could do a sitcom right now, what's your idea?
I would be a dad.
Yep.
In a house.
Okay.
Right?
I'm already laughing.
Picture it.
I'm already laughing.
This couch.
This is so relatable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's dads in houses all over America.
And my daughters are driving me nuts.
How many daughters do you have? How many daughters
three.
Do you have?
Yeah, okay. Three. Yeah, three.
Yeah.
I call them Venti. Grande. Whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And I get home and maybe I live with the. There's a couple of guys there because they've fallen on hard times, so they're staying with me. Who knows?
Some of your buddies?
Oh, old friends.
Old buddies,
friends. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Different kinds of guys. Yeah. You know,
so it's
we're not all the same.
Right. No. You want to have different characters.
Sure, different types.
I'd watch that show.
A rock and roller, whatever.
I'd watch that show, no problem.
Absolutely. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would have been a guy that worked for the Trump administration, I think would be a funny angle. One of the disgraced cabinet members, one of the heavy ones. I'd wear a fat suit.
I'm impressed as to how much you've had it thought out. Yeah.
Well, I was going down an angle with it, and I realized it's pretty close to something else. So I had to veer off.
Just,
I did experiment with more.
I'm so in awe of you, and I just you handle yourself with such ease, and you got these people in the palm of your hand, and I actually wrote a joke.
I'd love to hear
that. I'd like to try.
That'd be terrific
if you'd let me, if it'd be all right.
It's
with
your show. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Did you like Burr Gandhi? You could use that sometimes. You gotta do this. Right? That sells it.
That blew me away.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you did that.
Yeah. Yeah. It opens a lot of doors.
Okay. So here's my joke. Here's my joke that I wrote down. Hey, have you ever noticed when you order a hamburger at a restaurant, you never get ham? What's the deal with that? It's like if I say, hey, can I get a ham sandwich? You're gonna get ham. So what happened? If I ask for a turkey burger, they're gonna give me turkey, right? It makes you think. If I ask for a beef burger, would I get a ham sandwich? Should I stop? What would I get if I asked for a spaghetti burger? A veal cutlet?
It's good, yeah.
Maybe. Thank you. I'm Ron Burgundy. Good night.
Keep working on it, man. Keep
okay,
working on
it's,
it.
Okay, it's you make it look so easy. Case in point.
Well, listen,
this,
you know
this
what?
It's like I pooped this out.
By the way, I was going to ask, unless you got a question for me, do you, are you a coffee guy?
Oh, I'm a, yeah, I love coffee.
We're talking Starbucks, yeah. But yeah. Are you, what's your routine?
What's my routine? I usually, you know, do a little French press action in the morning, something like that.
Let me turn you on to something. I've been doing this now for a couple, I used to get the big pot of coffee, the big Mr. Coffee.
Put in the filter.
Yeah. I've been doing this Keurig coffee pots, little guys.
With the pods. Yeah.
Pop them in. Yeah. You get one cup of coffee. That's all I need. We don't have a lot of coffee drinkers in the house. Bing, coffee, done. Right. Clean.
Easy.
Anybody have this? It's the best. Go, if you don't, and I'm, this is not a pitch.
It's a very select few because it's a high-end product.
It is. It's not cheap. It's not cheap.
No.
It's a lot. It's much more expensive than a Mr. Coffee with a with the grounds. It's all messy. It gets in your garbage disposal,
everywhere.
Right?
And if you don't fill it up the night before and set the alarm,
Mess. Yeah. K-U-E-R-K. Go to this is on their site. You can order everything there. K-U-K-E-U. Is it K?
K.
Look this up.
K-E-U.
K-E-U.
What?
K-R-I-K-R. Shut the.
Hey, Tim. He didn't mean that.
I'm trying to get it.
He didn't mean that.
You're not helping. You're
He's
just
joking.
Saying a bunch of letters,
He's
dude.
Joking. He's joking.
K-R-U. All right, K- but still. K-U.
Good Lord.
K. K.
Does it start with a Q, possibly?
No, it does not start with a Q. Oh.
Okay.
You're trying to make fun of me.
K-U. I'm trying to help you.
K-U-R-E.
IG?
It's either KU or KEU. Yeah. I don't know. Look it up. KURIG. .com.
Are you like a paid spokesman for them or something or what?
I am not. I just love the products and I get them sent to me. They have a pod. It's called a pod called Cup of Joe.
You're right.
It's not fancy, you know, liberal style coffee. It is. Yeah. It's like a pod. It's like a 7-Eleven cup of coffee. It's delicious.
I want to end right there. And despite that brief, ugly moment, Tim, you've been
apologize.
A delight.
Yeah, I do apologize. I really do. I wouldn't wear those kind of caps indoors, though.
Just leave him alone.
I'm just saying, it looks like he came off a big rig, okay?
Ruh-roh.
By the way, Shaggy, right? He must be on some of this. I think he is, right?
Yeah. Because he's hungry all the time. He's rolling those tight ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tim, I'll let you go. Where can we look for you next? I know it's the Mexican.
Rubio's. Yeah, Rubio's.
Is it mainly Glendale. Rubio's?
Rubio's in Glendale. Glendale Avenue and Wilson, I think it is. Yeah, Wilson. Yeah.
Anywhere else?
Hopefully here. Yeah, hopefully here. It'd be great if you had me back. Thank
Tim
you, everybody.
Heidegger, everyone. One of the best.
Thank you, everybody.
Days. Wow. Great. You nailed it. Great job. Yeah. Go ahead, take your Tic Tac. Tim Heidecker. What a stone cold pro.
He had some, like, I thought, weaker moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he talked about...
Well, but you don't know comedy.
I don't know. I felt like it was kind of mean when he was having his wife floor.
But you're not a big April Fool's person.
That's true.
Yeah. So.
And then he really freaked out at that audience member.
He did. But the more I look at him, I think he kind of deserves it.
Let's not worry about it.
So I'm on Tim's side.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we're at the end of our show here. It really flew by.
It was a crazy ride.
It was more than ever. And these are usually crazy.
Pretty much, yeah.
But we have one last segment that I like to end with. It's a little thing I call my take.
Oh.
You can go.
Okay.
I'm sure by now you've become immune to the extraordinary news of last Sunday night. The one story that has been dominating news cycles, book clubs, water cooler talk, especially here in Tinseltown. The story that one man was caught down at the San Diego border trying to smuggle in 60 reptiles. Oh, I know, we're sick of talking about it. But the debate keeps going on. How could he do such a thing? Where's the humanity? Dozens of lizards and snakes were hidden in his pockets, pants, and groin area. Think about that. Regardless of your ethical views of this situation, you can't deny that this man has guts, right? Can you imagine trying to drive across the Mexican border with a bunch of lizards and snakes jammed in your crotch? Trying to act casual while you feel the sensation of a couple of gopher snakes sniffing your cojones? Dios mío! Es ridiculoso, no? Mi esposa tiene grande pies. Sorry, I think I just said my wife has large feet. But back to our story. When asked by Border Patrol if he was going to declare any of the animals, he then decided to say there was nothing to declare because they were his pets. Hey, I'm just a guy driving across the border with 60 reptiles jammed in my pants. They're my pets. No big deal. No, they like traveling like this. They prefer it. And so do I. Come on, man, get it together. You gotta have a better plan. I used to walk around cocktail parties with my pet boa constrictor hanging around my neck, and people would say, "Ron, that looks bitchin'." So I get the allure of having reptiles on your body, but I never stuck a box turtle in my Hanes underwear to go to the car wash. Look, we've all smuggled live animals across the border, all right? And if you're shaking your head, no, you're lying. It's just something you do, especially when you travel to other countries like Mexico or Florida. I mean, who hasn't come back into this country with a suitcase full of baby crocs or spider monkeys? Hmm? But there's a smart way to do it, and a humane way to do it. Let's not let one yahoo ruin it for the rest of us. I remember when I had my first beer, right? The next time someone comes up to you and says, "Is that a Yucatan box turtle in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me?" Stop. Take the box turtle out of your pants and just say, "Sorry, it is a box turtle. I shouldn't have done that. But I am happy to see you." I'm Ron Burgundy, and that's my take. Thank you, everyone. You've been a wonderful audience. I'm Ron Burgundy. Good night.
Sexy, sexy man. Cause he ain't no sucker. Looking so fly, you can drive like a trucker. Green like a plant, you can call him yucca. Four-wheel drive, so he never gets stucker. Yeah, brain so large, taking up a lot of bandwidth. Man, he's a guy, yeah, he ain't no standing. He doesn't have cheese on his nighttime sandwich, cause everybody knows he's the Burgundy Bandit.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.